oh, there's a Shakespeare company here? Yes, and this is our 20th anniversary. We're fully professional. We're the largest not-for-profit theater in the East Valley. We're, you know, the classical theater of Arizona, and yet some people don't know of us. So we're getting out.
That's Jared Sockran, producing artistic director of the Southwest Shakespeare Company. And yes, the company is stepping out, literally, into the great outdoors with an innovative and collaborative take on A Midsummer Night's Dream, Fairy Worlds, at the Desert Botanical Garden. Well, tell me about taking Shakespeare to the Garden. How did this all come about?
Mary Lynn Mack, who's the deputy director of the Garden, and I were Piper Fellows, part of this Piper Fellowship program that they have. 2 years ago, we were in the same fellowship class. There were five of us. And at one of the lunches, we were just sitting there talking. And, you know, it's funny what happens. You just start to think of ways in which you could partner and combine efforts. They had had the ballet there for 2 years, right, doing Topia. And I said, well, why don't you get a little Shakespeare out there? And she said, you know, that's a great idea. So she talked to Ken Schutz, the head of the Garden, and he loved the idea. So we started to meet about it, and then it just kind of moved forward, and here we are.
Was it decided to take, because Fairy Worlds is coming from Midsummer Night's Dream?
Yes.
Was that the idea that it's Shakespeare in the outdoors? How did it?
Yeah, I mean, I, in discussing things with the Garden, and also just my own ideas about bringing Shakespeare to a broader audience, I wanted to rethink the play and not have it be just simply a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, and the Garden didn't want that either. We wanted it to feature the Garden in some ways, the outdoor setting, but also we wanted to innovate a bit with it and to play with the text a bit. So it's people who love the play, I think, are going to be very happy, whereas the people who, and we get them, who hate Shakespeare also love this event, because it's got so many other things going on visually. It's visually, you know, from beginning to end, offers something for everybody to look at. So it's beautiful to look at, to listen to. It's short. It's about 90 minutes or so, nonstop, no intermission. And so it's different, but also I think people who like Shakespeare won't be disappointed.
I mean, you're talking about the visual aspects of it. I mean, you're a theater guy. It's all about, you know, acting, and it's all about getting character and making sure you've got the right environment for those people to inhabit. But when you start talking about visuals, tell me what you are talking about. I mean, you're already in the Garden, and you've already got Shakespeare.
Well, it is A Midsummer Night's Dream, after all. It's a dream. So Shakespeare gives you permission. This is what's so great about this play, particularly, is you can do so many different things with it. You just think of your dreams, how visual they are. Many times, the language of dreams is a visual language. It's a language of imagery. And so he's giving you permission to take that ball and run with it, which we do. I mean, we have a fire breather. We have acrobats. We have gymnasts, actors who are very physically adept. They have stage combat. There's a contortionist, a tightrope walker, a lot of circus, plus a lot of tumbling skills, combat skills. It's a very physical production. So, you know, that's in the play. I mean, it's embedded in it. So we're just trying to go to the heart of it and to let it sort of explode out there in the outdoors.
A great house, great theater. Jared, thanks very much, and thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much for having me.